Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The first case in 60 years of New World screwworm in the United States was confirmed this week, and a young calf in southern Texas. New World screwworm is a parasitic fly whose larvae feed on living tissue of animals. While painful to the infested animal, SDSU Extension veterinarian Russ Daly states New World screwworm is not a food safety issue.
So yeah, it isn't any public health risk. It's simply an animal well-being issue. It's not something that's going to affect the food supply. We should note that New World screwworm doesn't just affect cattle. It affects all sorts of mammals and even occasionally a bird here and there.
A zone of quarantine has been established around the site in Texas where the screwworm larvae were found, restricting movement of animals without inspection. In addition, sterile screwworm flies are being released to suppress any wild populations. Daily reports screwworm insects flying to South Dakota is unlikely, but in today's world of animal transport, movement to other regions is possible. Fortunately, infestations of New World screwworm can be treated with common livestock insecticides.
Some of the injectables and porons that we have available can last a while. If, for instance, you have a case in a herd, treating the rest of the animals in that herd might be a good way to dampen down the risk of infestation to other animals.
Daly encourages anyone finding an unusual sore on their animals to seek guidance from a veterinarian. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.